Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone, and namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 6 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we'll have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters, and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And could I just say a special hello to all my friends in Scotland, because today I'm broadcasting from Baltimore. So I'm in the United States of America, and I'm speaking from a friend's telephone there. But you know what? The signature question that we address every single week is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, today I'm really excited to say that we're joined by Candy Howe, an amazing lady who is the founder of the Angel Healing House. She's also host of her own radio show, and she offers angelic channeling and readings and has written a beautiful book called Angels of Faith, as well as launching an angel meditation CD. However, her speciality is working with twin flame relationships and soulmate relationships, and she has found her own, and that really qualifies her for helping you to find yours. So she enlightens people to the existence of these heavenly relationships, and on her own Blog Talk radio show, she shares with her listeners the things that they're actually doing that push away such a beautiful divine love. And the wonderful thing is that she also teaches practical tools to help you cleanse and clear yourself to become a beacon of light, and then you definitely will attract the one and only divine compliment from for you, your other half. So very exciting stuff. So let's waste no time. Let's say hello to this wonderful woman. Candy, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much, Patricia, for inviting me. And I'm looking so forward to sharing this wonderful program and my personal experience, having drawn my own twin flame to myself. Even though twin flame relationships have been extraordinarily rare on planet Earth.
Okay, well, that just sounds fabulous, because my first question for you is this: what exactly are twin flames?
You know, Patricia, in our search for love, we so often get our hearts broken, we give our power away, and we become deeply discouraged. And the reason for this is that we are looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, in fact, we waste our time looking for the perfect lover instead of creating the perfect love within ourselves. Yes. We do this because we look externally. And we may come up with some kind of love, but most of the time on planet Earth, this will be a compromise, but it's very different from twin flame relationships. As is stated, a twin flame relationship is the only other person in any space, time, or dimension who is the physical completion of who you are. It's the original divine representation of perfect love, and your soul yearns to be reunited with this. Now, the reason your soul yearns for this is before each and every one of us incarnated, we were a single essence of pure love, and we functioned in zero point. We were the perfect balance of both masculine and feminine energies. Now, there are a lot of explanations for zero point, but for our purposes today, it could be described as always functioning in an awakened conscious state as an expression of God, fully blissful, peaceful, and loved. And it sounds pretty extraordinary. Now, from this blissful state, one day we decided to come back and incarnate in the physical fields of matter. And in order to do this, that one essence had to split into two equally yet separate physical forms. You contracted to be either the masculine, the male form, or the feminine, the female form. You and your other half are that divine essence of God, two halves of the whole, each with an identical signature of identity, exclusive to you alone in all creation. The two of you share the same blueprint, and it's not duplicated anywhere else in any space, time, and dimension. Twin flames are actually ourselves in another body. And I'll just go on to say that this reunion for them is dependent upon both halves having entirely dropped the attachment to the ego. They have completely cleared and cleansed all and any of their karma. By clearing their karma and connecting fully with their divine eternal nature, they have found that unconditional divine love within themselves. And having achieved this, then they're able and capable of drawing their own divine love to themselves.
And do you agree with me, Candy, that basically you're not going to attract that in until you have balanced your own divine feminine and masculine energies? Because that in its own way shifts your own vibration and means you're more likely to attract in and manifest the twin flame.
That's absolutely true, Patricia. One has to have that equal balance of masculine and feminine in order to attract the same thing outside of themselves, because the laws of cause and effect, laws of attraction, all of these things. You cannot have that outside of yourself that you do not have within.
Yeah. Now we go on to soul mates. How would you differentiate between the two? Are they different?
Oh, they are very different. Before I go into soulmates, I'll just go through the characteristics of what the twin flames are, because if we go through those characteristics, then the difference, once we get onto soulmates, will be very apparent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the characteristics of twin flames is there's an electrified feeling between the two of you. Is an immediate comfort level. You know, my husband and I met on a Saturday, and 5 days later, he asked to marry me. He actually wanted and felt compelled by God to marry me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait for five. And two months later, this is quite funny,
wow.
But it's true. And people say, how could you have said yes after 5 days? And I said, because I wrote a decree to God 6 months before, and that was what I asked for, and I was clear enough to be the same resonance of that which he was. You know, when you look into the other person's eyes, you see yourself and you recognize yourself. And that recognition is immediate. I like to say it's like coming home to God. The two of you are inseparable. It's impossible to have a long-distance relationship with twin flames because if they're not in each other's energies, they actually feel depleted.
Okay, well, Candy, I'm just going to have to hold you there. I know we were just possibly a wee bit late in starting, but it is now time to go to our first break.
Okay.
So we'll be back in a moment. Okay, you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we'll be hearing lots more from Candy. We'll be exploring more about this fascinating subject. So stay tuned, lots more wonderful information to come to us.
As golden tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture comfort for a while.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture comes.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia, and we're discussing the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine with Angelic Channel, Candy Howe. But of course, her expertise is about twin flames and soulmates. So we were hearing a lot about that. We'll be back to that in just a moment. First of all, just to mention as well that the first listener contacting us here will receive a free one-hour coaching session with me over the phone or by Skype. And Candy would also like to propose an offer for you. What she's suggesting is every person that goes to her website and purchases either her inspirational book, which is called Angels of Faith, or her transforming guided angel meditation CD called Letting Go of Concern and Living in the Now. And then if you send her an email just confirming that, along with a specific request, she will give you one 15-minute channeled angel reading. So that sounds like a wonderful opportunity. So just to reiterate that, it's either you purchase the book or the CD and confirm by email and send one specific question that she can channel answers for you from the angels. But welcome back, Candy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, before the break, I was just about to say the purpose, why twin flames come together, Patricia. You know, they're very romantic, don't get me wrong, but they come together for a higher purpose of God. They marry the abilities and the talents and gifts of one twin with the abilities and talents of the other, and the sum of the parts becomes greater than the whole. For instance, I've channeled 6 books. My husband works in the film industry. We're currently combining our efforts and writing screenplays for several of my books to be made into movies. Wow. And then his involvement will include producing these movies and taking them onto radio and TV This is in order to take the message out to the widest possible audience on the planet. And the twin flames come together to lift the vibrational escrow. Because they each are an individual signature of such high vibration, coming together is exponentially so great. But you mentioned about soulmates. If you've met your twin flame, there will be no drama within the relationship. Absolutely none. You'll still have your challenges, but never within the relationship. But if you've met your soulmate, there always will be issues. Now, that's because our soulmate is our soul family, the ones we come back lifetime after lifetime to share experiences with. And the reason we come back and we draw ourselves to ourselves romantic soulmate relationships is to clear our karma. Remember, we keep asking for our soulmates, but my ex, my abusive ex, was my soulmate. You know, my mother, my father, my enemies, my students, my friends, my teachers, all these people are soulmates. They're very different from twin flames.
Right.
And people, we've been told on the earth plane to find our soulmates. Soulmates always come in with drama, conflict, and they always come in to push our buttons, to challenge us and cause us to grow spiritually. And, you know, not all these lessons are loving and comforting as lessons in forgiveness and unconditional love are challenging. You know, sometimes we play the victim, and sometimes we are the darkness that shows another soul the light. You know, these contracts and pain and suffering are there to help us grow. Now,
I was just going to say, you know, that's really clarifying, because now I get it. I mean, obviously I've met hundreds and thousands of soulmates, but I do have my twin flame as well, so I'm very lucky in that way. But, you know, Candy, what kind of things is a person doing that consciously or unconsciously closes them down to receiving that love and stops them from ever experiencing their cherished twin flame relationship?
Okay, there are several things. The first of all, you may not be in a spiritual place within yourself because you're coming from ego. Either you're controlling, or you're allowing yourself to be controlled, or you're compromising or diminishing your own light within yourself in order to be loved. You know, this non-spiritual place always is present because we have not released anger, sadness, bitterness, regretment, resentment, and not forgiven previous relationships. So if you are desperate and need to feel worthy or fulfilled by loved instead of being independently and divinely loved on your own, then you will not be in a spiritual place.
That's all about self-empowerment, really, isn't it? And owning your power. Yeah.
It is, and about connecting to the divine eternal nature. You may have actually found your twin flame, but you're not giving it a chance because it doesn't fit the prescribed model of what you've been programmed to look for. You know, things like race, age, income, what kind of car they drive, where they live, they don't necessarily go with twin flame relationships. And you might be taking your advice from people who do not have their own twin flames. For example, my parents told me to marry a rich man. My friends told me to marry a rich man. And society is always pushing that rich. I stayed in a mentally and emotionally abusive marriage with a very wealthy man, my ex-husband, for 26 years. In these cases, how your heart really feels about a person may seem to carry little weight when compared to a very large bank account. And you may be sabotaging your divine relationship because you think that the relationships that you've had in the past will always be repeating themselves. And you fall into a category of this sabotaging, self-fulfilling prophecy. I had a client once who was divorcing for the fourth time. And she said to me that she would never, ever draw to herself anything less than lying, cheating bastards because there were no good men left in the world. Now, hence, she had a constant stream of cheating bastards in her life that used her and abused her because of this self-fulfilling prophecy.
But it's also her pattern. I believe that people bring ancestral patterning right through, a pattern of abuse, and therefore that plays out of their vibration, and they attract the abuser in, whether that's through a parent or a friend or a partner, do you know?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and we can break that cycle. And the more we connect with our limitless and boundless divine eternal natures, we do not have to do anything that compromises us and causes us to be any less than brilliant, shining, authentic, transparent, and open beings.
Absolutely. I wonder if you would tell us a bit more about your beautiful book, Candy. It sounds lovely. Tell us a bit about it.
And the book actually was channeled to me by a little bird. I was living on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, and I was working actually on my third book, and I heard this little bird outside, and he was making quite a racket, and I went, and he was just squawking at the top of his voice. Anyway, I stared at him for 10 minutes, and then he suddenly got quiet. I went back to my laptop, thought that I was going to begin working yet again on my third book, and what started to come out of my fingers was this book, Angels of Faith. It's actually based on my two near-death experiences, and the one that I had when I was almost 15, when I drowned. The angels took me on a journey that we all get to take. The journey includes of seeing, you know, once we cross over, to help us know where we are. We often see deceased relatives or people that have been in and out of our incarnations and have helped us, friends who are no longer with us. That's to help us to understand. I mean, I saw my grandparents, and they certainly weren't disease-ridden, and I saw my pets, and the next part of the journey is to have our life's review and to see every good that we've done, you know, and how that makes us feel, how that impacts us, our lives, and everything that we've done that was duplicitous or deceitful or non-judgmental or judgmental or not forgiving, how that not only affected that person but affected the world. And then we sit down with the Etheric Council, the Great White Brotherhood, you know, I call them the elders, and we go over the contract of our life. There is no judgment. You know, a lot of religions say the word judgment. I call it the Hall of Akashic Records, the Hall of Records of Wisdom.
Yes.
And we look at our contracts and we see how well we did in following those contracts. And and we go over the choices that we made. You know, there are no right or wrong choices. There are not no good or bad.
No.
It's only the sum total of our choices. And so the book, Angels of Faith, looks, it's in the form of a children's book. But like, you know, children's books like The Little Prince, it is a book for all ages because the channeled words are so carefully chosen with such a high vibration that when people read it, Patricia, it awakens them to the divine eternal nature inside of them. And I had an interesting thing after the book was launched. I had a client in Australia call me up and thank me for the book. She said that when she got 3/4 of the way through the book, she started to cry she started to remember something she'd forgotten long ago.
I'm just going to have to break in. I'm sorry. I do agree with you entirely. The vibration of the book sounds very, very high. And, of course, that is always working to release a lot of these emotional blocks, as even if they carry the book. But right now, I'm just going to have to go to the second break. So this is Patricia, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. When we come back, we will again be tuning in together to this divine feminine and masculine power and energy. And Candy will be sharing and telling us a lot more. She's already shared lots of fantastic information about her book, her Angels, Twin Flames, Soulmates. So we're going to hear maybe some little solutions to your relationship challenges. So please stay tuned.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, picture comfort for a while, but doesn't move.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
As golden tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture...
Hi there, everyone, and we are back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. And my beautiful, angelic guest today is Candy Howe. Candy, it's been so wonderful to hear about your beautiful book, Angels of Faith. And I'm going to ask you in a moment about your CD. But first, I just wondered, what would you say the solutions are to relationship challenges? Is it the really loving yourself first?
Yes,
and getting that sorted, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. The first step is to not look for love outside of yourself. You know, Patricia, we all must first seek the union of God, divine source, by looking within, because that's the greatest, most profound, blissful love that we can ever experience. And it's actually the goal on the path of our journey in life. You know, the truth is, somebody might be sitting next to their twin flame, and because they're not clear inside, you may not even be recognizing them. And
yeah.
The reason you don't recognize them is because you don't recognize your true, authentic self.
Yeah.
You know, to draw your twin flame to yourself. In other words, if you haven't found yourself spiritually, you're certainly not going to find that on the outside.
Yeah.
One of the things that helped me enormously is to write a decree to God. And one of the most important, potent things is the spoken word. So you write out, you know, not that you want or you need this divine love. You write out that, thank you, and you state to God and the angels, universe, source, whatever you want to call that higher source, you state, thank you, because you know that it's already yours. You just have to create those vibrations to draw, to be that beacon of light, to draw that person to yourself. It's a sacred path, and I remember when I did this 6 months before, I drew my beautiful twin flame husband Pete to myself. I slept with it under my pillow, and when I visualized us being together. I used to pat him on the head and kiss him goodnight. This was like 6 months before we were in the physical together. So it's very important to stop thinking that it's not yours, but to affirm that it is yours already. Consciously, another thing that people can practically do is to consciously drop all ego beliefs concerning love that you've been carrying around. We spoke before about what's preventing us, you know, maybe you've been hurt before. Maybe you think you're going to lose yourself in love. A lot of young people today don't want to make commitments. But the sum of the parts is actually greater than the whole, and you exponentially grow so much more with your twin flame. And one last important thing, it's important to be free of entanglements for the twin flames to manifest. Because the giving of yourself is like your time, your space, and your energy. It's like your bank account. And if you compromise yourself, you know, say you want to just have fun with somebody, you know, have no emotion or you know, I'm not a prude, and just to have sex with somebody. But believe me, if you're telling and you're demonstrating clearly to the universe that you're settling for a compromise and less than you deserve, I can assure you, by showing the universe that you'll settle for less, you'll be given more of the same compromises.
It's
only when your heart is clear and all situations with it have been resolved that your twin flame will be drawn to you, where you fully can come together.
And I feel that you know, my work is very much about helping people to resurrect and reclaim, reconstruct their divine feminine aspect to allow them to come into balance with their own masculine. And I think when they do that, it is that self-empowerment that allows them to own their own power and bring that love forward and balance it. And then, as you say, affirm as if it's already happening. They will then attract in someone of an equal vibration, because, I mean, I just feel we deserve the best in life, and we deserve spiritual abundance and love, all of that.
Yes.
But anyway, I've got a question for you here. If you had one life tip that you would give our listeners today, what would it be? What would you give them?
I would say that we have incarnated back for two reasons only. Firstly, is for us to love ourselves and remember our divine, eternal, limitless natures. And the second part is to allow yourself to have fun as you creatively, passionately, and authentically bring forth your gifts and abilities and share them with the rest of the planet. It doesn't get any more complicated than that. Human incarnation is very easy as long as you first step into that love of self, that divine, eternal, limitless nature, and then creatively. We're children of God. We're here to have fun and play and be joyful and create those extraordinary gifts and talents that we've come in with.
Well, Candy, I'm sure people can find out a lot more about what you're doing and offering. Can you give us your URL, please, your website?
The website for Angel Healing House is www.angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, and the email address is?
The email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @ angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, that's lovely. Now, I'm just going to take you back. Thank you for all of that inspiration. I loved your life tip. And if you could see me, I know my Skype isn't working, but if you could see me, I'm nodding my head. I'm being with you. Okay. But these little things happened. I did speak to the angels and said, please, please come in and just fix this. But it hasn't happened. But they're saying they will do during the week. So that's okay. But listen, tell me about this CD of yours, Letting Go of Concern and Living in the Now.
Well, it's so much more than just relaxation and stress release. It's a wonderfully narrated, guided meditation. It's my soothing voice. It's beautiful music. It's sound effects as myself and my angelic family take you on an angelic journey. And there are different points on this angelic path that you stop and you go over certain worries, like financial worries, relationship worries, worries about your health and well-being. And at each point, you unburden yourself to God and the angels. And people tell me over and over again how they feel lighter, how they feel freer. They feel less stressed and burdened by these concerns because they've given them over to that higher source and they've freed and burdened themselves with this beautiful, inspirational CD.
Well, you know, it sounds absolutely gorgeous. And I must just give out the phone number if anyone's wanting to phone in and leave messages for either Candy or myself. The number is 800-930-2819. We're not doing direct sessions. In fact, we're almost coming to the end of our section with Candy. Candy, you told us what your life tip would be, and it was lovely, a very general one. Anything else you want to share? We've just got a minute or two left. Anything else? What about the radio show? You know, is that a weekly one?
It is a weekly radio show. It's on Blog Talk Radio, Angel Healing House Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And it's the format is it my angelic family. I had a walk-in experience in 2003. I am a part of an angelic family. I'm part of an angelic family, and we channel 4 to 5 pages every week of relevant information, and then we take free calls for free angel advice. So I don't have guests on my show. It's a different format, but the banter is between myself and my angelic family. And
I love that. That's fantastic.
It's some people might call it schizophrenic, but I call it absolutely heavenly.
Angelphrenic.
Yes.
I love it. That's fantastic. I take it people just do what they're doing here. They go online and can they download archives and things like that?
Yes, actually, all of my shows are archived on the Blog Talk Radio site, as well as all those podcasts are on iTunes, which can be downloaded for free.
That's fantastic. Okay. Sorry.
I was going to say, I have Reiki healing, intuitive counseling sessions. I have a national and international clientele base as I do distant healing over Skype and computer, motivational speaking and angel reading. So please do give me a call. I would love to connect with you.
Okay. Well, Candy, it really just remains for me to thank you ever so much for coming on and sharing all of that information with us. We really appreciate it. And just remind us, how do they get the book or the CD? Do they book online? Do you have a store online on the web?
Yes, actually on my website, which is just go to the website and it's all there, even the link to the radio program. It's www.angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, Candy, thank you ever so much. And I hope to speak to you at some point, perhaps later this week or when I get back to Scotland. I'll be in touch. But in the moment, this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going on a quick break right now. And when we return, I'm going to share with you more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. Please stay tuned. Bye.
Nothing's wrong. Skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream that won't come true is one day.
at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And you've been learning and absorbing lots about twin flames, soulmate relationships with Candy and myself today. And I really do hope that you've enjoyed that. And moving on now just into my own section just for a little while, just talking about some of the wonderful work that's been going on here in Baltimore. And so far I've run two workshops, a mini one and then a much bigger one yesterday, and we've had some wonderful times going on. We've been activating the divine feminine, we've been activating the ancient codes that are already implanted in the DNA, because of course this time is all about reconstructing and resurrecting the divine feminine and bringing it into balance with our own divine masculine. So very much focused on that. And then we did rebirthing sessions and people just really showing up and standing up and finding their voices. We did some of the most gorgeous sounding and toning And, you know, just we're having a wee laugh with Candy there just at the end, still talking about angels. I mean, those of you who know me well know that I channel the archangelic realms. And, of course, Archangel Michael just loving to come in. And he cuts all the cords and ties and removes all the hooks to the old ancestral patternings and clears your DNA, repairs it, restores it. So lots of fabulous work going on here in Baltimore, and but beautiful voices here. We had 15 voices yesterday just raising their vibrations, and we certainly left on a real high. But I have to tell you, I'm seeing people one-to-one all this week, but come next Saturday, we're doing another workshop, just an afternoon one. So if you happen to be in the Baltimore area and that floats your boat, as they say, if you feel the heart and soul call to coming along, stepping into your power and really learning how to own it, the phone number here is 410, that's 410-323-4491. And that's where I'm living here at the moment, and I would be delighted to book you up onto that afternoon, on the Saturday afternoon. But the other thing that I've been downloading now for some time, it's really been gestating there, and it's time for me to give birth as well. And I've been thinking about it a lot. Different aspects have come in and different messages, and it's been bending and twisting, and I've had to remain really flexible with it. However, it seems to be coming through as a program, a new program that I'm going to be delivering. And it's about power. It is about divine power, feminine purpose, passion, and healing all those old wounds within, letting go of the past, totally just discarding it as if it's an old overcoat that you no longer need. And these programs I'm going to launch in May, and I've got to do it through the media of webinars and ebooks and MP3s, along with a bit of personal coaching and mentoring. And the interesting thing for me is, having channeled Mary Magdalene now for some time, but, you know, in the last 6 months or so, Isis, really the essence of Isis coming through. And of course, Isis was all about balance, balancing the home and work and the family, children. There has to be an all-round balance. But, you know, she was also the businesswoman financially. Her acumen, business acumen, was really top-notch. And so, you know, I bring forward all of that, having been in many different aspects of business. And we will be, because the illumined beings will be working through me, but we will be facilitating you stepping into your leadership power. Because, you know, in the 15 ladies I saw yesterday, there were some wonderful leaders there, just so ready to spread their wings and fly. And one of them in particular had this beautiful eagle medicine. And from a shamanic perspective, I thought, wow, she's got such a powerful message to deliver. And she's really going to make, when she steps into that power, she's going to make a fabulous job of it. So basically, I'm here to help people do that. That's what they're asking me to do. Spirit saying, you go out there and facilitate, give them that shove with love. And that just pushes them on a little bit onto the next step, because we've all just been completing. So this is about what the new beginning of this wonderful time is. This is the spring solstice. So this is our new year, folks. We're really getting into it. So happy new year, happy new beginnings, perhaps happy new twin flame relationship. And if you want any help with that, then you know who the lady is to call, definitely. Candy can help you with all of that. So the tip of the week from me would be is to trust in your divine force for good that gave you life. It's within you. And every day give thanks that you've been given the gift of life on this planet at this time. And just being grateful brings so much joy into your life. So you know what? I am going to leave you with that thought. I'm going to thank Brian ever so much. He's just a wonderful soul. He helps us every week. And we have our little challenges. Thanking also Candy once again. And just keep making the sound of ah. Let your heart sing. Speak to me, hear me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. GMT. And next week, we will be talking and taking you more on your evolutionary journey with the Divine Feminine. Have a great week. This is Patricia getting ready to say goodbye to you all now. And I hope you're hearing the music, beautiful music from Nikki Connell. And she's a friend of mine from Inverness in Scotland, a beautiful singer. And, you know, if you listen to the words of that song about, you know, my heart is numb and yet I want to fly. I want to fly although my wings are broken. I want to feel although my heart is numb. And again, that is what I can help you with. I can help you clear all of the past, all of the old stuff, get it out the way so that you can really connect with the feelings of joy, with the feelings of happiness and gratitude. And I've done all the closing to this program because I had to do this by phone today, not by Skype. So I'm just going, I know I've got a few more seconds. But you know what? Just open your hearts. Make the sound of ah. Sing your sound. Let your heart sing. Let that vibration go out and lift the vibration of other people, because that's what we're on this planet to do, is be love, spread love, and walk in love. And if you can do that for yourself, for other people, then do you know what? People keep saying to me, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? That's it. Just being who you are. You're authentic being and you are wonderful. So Brian, I see you're one now. I know we're just about to go. So have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you back here next time. And this is Patricia, this time saying goodbye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.